Archers for week commencing Sunday, December 30th, 2001.
It's 5:30 in the morning and David is in for a shock.
Get up there.
Right, here they come. Suited and booted and raring to go.
Well, it's really good of you to give me a hand, Solly.
No problem. I'm not very good at sleeping away from home. And once I'm up, I'd rather be doing.
What, even at 5:30 on a winter's morning?
Well, I've never been one to sit around, even on holiday. You can ask Heather.
All right. Now, do those overalls fit, OK?
Aye, aye. Even with the extra pullover.
Oh, you need at least 5 or 6 layers on a morning like this.
Aye. Better, all right, in that collecting yard.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Just, I just got to get this vacuum pump switched on.
All right, you are. Amazing, isn't it? How they all seem to know exactly where to go.
Yeah. Mill seems quite straightforward these days. The cows even know which order to come in.
Very clever.
Yeah, creatures of habit.
Like us all.
Yeah. Now, I'll just start attaching the clusters, and if you wouldn't mind doing a bit of scraping and hosing down, you know, as and when.
Aye, I'm not afraid of a bit of muck.
Yeah, just don't stand too close when they lift their tails, though, eh?
Like the first time I came down to Brookfield.
Yeah, no, remember, you just had a pair of hiking boots and your trench coat, and... Oh, no.
What's happened?
Oh, no, I don't believe this.
Something wrong?
Oh, please, not this morning.
David?
No suction.
Is there a problem with the machinery?
It's more than likely frozen water in the pipeline.
Oh, whereabouts in the pipeline?
Yeah, well, that's the $64,000 question. Look at all this pipework. Could be anywhere. Oh, this is all I need.
So, what do you propose?
Well, we're going to have to pour hot water over every section until it thaws out.
I see.
Oh, damn and blast, it's going to take hours.
Come on, best make a start, then.
Are we there yet?
No, must still be frozen. We'll have to keep going.
Oh, it would be in the last section, of course.
Sod's law. Do you want to turn up the ladder? And I'll fetch and carry for a bit.
No, we've done the bulk of it. May as well carry on as we are. Here you go.
Here. Oh, thanks. Will the cows be all right? Haven't a week.
Well, they'll have to be, won't they?
What's happened? Collecting
yard. Oh, great.
Hello, love. Here you go, David.
Got it.
Yeah.
The car is frozen.
Yes, thanks for stating the obvious.
I've been standing out there for 2 hours.
And we're almost done. We won't have to wait much longer.
Look, we're being as quick as we can. It's not exactly pleasant standing here freezing our socks off, trying to thaw out a couple of miles of pipe work.
Oh, it's just one of those things, Bet. Oh, are those coffees for us?
Yeah. Just one of those things, David.
Well, actually, it's that dodgy door. It won't close properly.
It's a bit of wind. If that's been blowing through all night.
Yeah, it's bound to cause a freeze-up. I know.
Oh, that's good. Thanks, Pet.
David, how many times have I mentioned that door to you?
Yeah, I've said it a couple of times.
Yes. At least. Bert's mentioned it too. He was going to fix it himself, but you said you'd do it.
Yes, that's true.
She's got you there, lad.
Look, I'm not making excuses. It should have been fixed. Mea culpa.
Right, well, I'm off to see to the cars. Can you just get on with it as quickly as possible?
Right.
It really shouldn't have happened.
Oh. Well, that's me told, eh? Oh,
she's tired.
Yeah, I know. Come on, let's drink up and get it finished.
Let's hope there's nothing else goes wrong.
No, well, as I said before, milking's usually straightforward these days.
Penny for him.
Oh, hiya, Sid.
You were miles away.
If only.
This weather getting you down, is it?
Oh, just post-Christmas blues, I think.
Gets a lot of people, that. All the build-up for weeks beforehand, and then it's all over in a day.
Yeah.
You don't mind me jogging on the spot, do you? I don't want to cool down before I get in and do my stretches.
How far have you been?
Oh, just down to Hayden Wood, down the footpath and back along the river.
That's a fair distance. You put us all to shame.
Well, give it a try.
I think I'll stick to a brisk walk to the village shop for the Sunday paper.
You could make it your New Year's resolution.
Well, I've got plenty of plans for the New Year.
Me and Jolene too.
And have you both had a good Christmas?
Yeah, we've had a great time, thanks. I went to see Jamie open his presents on Christmas Day, and he spent Boxing Day with us at the Bull. Had the hunt start from us too. How about you and Tim?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, and the food was wonderful. And the ball looked lovely too.
Ah, Jolene's made such a difference.
I'm sure. Listen, I'd better let you get off. I don't want to be responsible for you catching a cold now.
Yeah, right.
Happy New Year if I don't see you.
You and Tim come down to the ball. It'll be a great night. We've got an extension till 1 o'clock.
Well, we might. We'll see.
What is it?
Mind, away from the cooker, Josh.
What's in here?
Josh, I'm trying to make Daddy and Grandad some coffee for breakfast.
Did I hear the word breakfast? Bah, I've not felt this hungry in ages.
Hi, where's David?
He's having a quick shower. Won't be long.
Fine. Sit down, Dad. We'll meet with the kids earlier.
Yeah, so she said. She's upstairs inspecting those masks I got for tomorrow night.
Ooh, what are they like?
Ooh, all sparkles and feathers.
I can just see David in one of those.
I mean for the ladies. The gentlemen's are a very sober silver and black. Your mother says I look like the Lone Ranger.
Fantastic.
Oh, come here. Let Grandad have a look.
Could you sit this down? Could you fold it down?
I'll have a go. Oh, listen to young Pip.
Yeah, Phil's really got her going.
Sounds like she's inherited his musical bent.
Oh, that's better. Has the tanker been yet?
He's just arrived.
There you go, Josh.
Pencils. Yeah, pencils. I take them and your colouring book into the sitting room, eh, Josh?
There's a good boy. And me and your granddad can have some breakfast. Oh, what a morning.
Well, we got there in the end.
Yeah, well, it would have taken a hell of a lot longer without your help, sonny.
Cereal or toast, Dad?
Oh, whatever's easiest, love.
Or Ruth can knock you up a couple of eggs and some bacon, which is what I'm ready for.
Eggs and bacon are off, I'm afraid.
Oh, what?
Your mum will be here in less than an hour to cook lunch.
Looks like it's cornflakes then, David.
Oh, I give in. Pass the milk, please, sonny.
Just before you took into those, David, I think you'd better talk to the tanker driver.
Oh, what now?
Just a coffee, or was it something stronger?
Why not? Maybe I'll have a brandy.
Or there's some of Jolene's special mulled wine.
Well, that sounds more like it.
Yes, I might have had a glass of that myself if I didn't have to cycle back to Ambridge Hall afterwards.
Hello, Linda.
Good afternoon, Siobhan. Sid, you do sell bottles of wine over the counter, don't you?
We most certainly do. Just let me get Siobhan's mulled wine and I'll be back in a tick.
That's a bit expensive, isn't it? Buying wine from the pub?
Well, normally Robert orders it from his wine merchant in Bristol, but I'm afraid that his cellar's somewhat depleted at the moment.
Christmas has had that effect on a lot of people this
yes.
year.
Yes, our guests made rather deeper inroads into the cellar than I'd imagined.
That's young people for you.
Yes. Still, I don't begrudge them at all.
No?
Absolutely not. We had a wonderful time.
Well, your Victorian party has certainly been the talk of Ambridge.
Oh, Siobhan, how very kind of you. Well, yes, indeed, it was quite a triumph, even though I say so myself.
Here we are. One glass of hot and spicy red wine.
That smells good.
That's £1.90, please.
Oh, just put the change in the charity box.
Righto, thank you.
And a bottle of your finest claret, please.
Yes, I'll have a look for you, Mrs. Snell.
Thank you.
2 pints of Shires when you're ready, please, Sid. That's the least I can offer you, Solly.
Oh, you don't need to twist me arm.
Tell you what, Mrs. Snell, here's our restaurant wine list. You can pick one off there.
Oh, right. Thank you.
2 pints of Shires, gent.
Please, Sid.
Coming up.
Hello, David.
Oh, hi, Siobhan.
No, Ruth.
No. The women folk are all preparing Sunday lunch, which is as it should be.
Oh, that's a rather sexist comment for someone married to a hard-working female farmer, if I may say so, David.
It was a joke, Linda.
Mrs. Snell, isn't it? How are you?
Oh, Linda, please. Very well, thank you.
Anyhow, we thought it best to get out from under their feet, didn't we, David?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Ruth's dad, by the way.
Siobhan Hathaway. Very pleased to meet you.
Siobhan is the doctor's wife.
Ah, now who's being sexist?
Here you are, Sally.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, you deserve it after what you've done.
Had a tough morning.
Oh, you're not kidding. At 5:30 this morning, when any sane person is tucked up in bed, we were heaving buckets of hot water about the dairy trying to thaw out the pipes.
The parlour was frozen.
In that case, it's a medal you deserve. Never mind a pint.
Oh, dreadful. Did you manage to milk the cows?
Eventually, yes.
And I think the pub trade's hard work sometimes.
It wasn't only that, though. We couldn't send the milk off, could we?
Really?
No, it hadn't been long enough in the bulk tank to cool. The tanker driver couldn't take it.
He had to phone his dairy and get his round rearranged.
Yeah, we finally got it away about 30 minutes ago.
What a disaster.
I'm glad I work at home. At this time of year, in any case.
It's a bit of an eye-opener for me, I can tell you.
Yep, the other man's grass and all that. You don't know the half of it unless you've experienced it for yourself.
Very true.
That's £4, please.
Right. Ruth's letting him go to the Oxford conference, though, to make up for it.
Yeah, that'll be good. Anyway, let's sink these well-deserved pints, eh?
Pat and Tony are over there by the fire.
Hmm. Oh, right. Shall we join them, say?
So, Mrs. Snell, what have you decided, then?
Sorry?
The wine for your Sunday lunch.
No, I don't think I'll bother. Robert and I have probably rather overindulged during Christmas. It won't hurt us to drink mineral water for once.
How? Suit yourself.
Especially since tomorrow is New Year's Eve.
Going somewhere nice?
Well, actually, Robert's taking me to the masked ball at Lower Loxley.
Oh.
Anyone who is anyone in Borsetshire will be there, you know.
Don't doubt it.
It's not really his thing, of course. He hates dancing, but he's doing it for me. A thank you for Christmas.
How nice for you.
Yes, I'm very lucky to have such a thoughtful husband.
Yes, indeed.
Speaking of whom, I must dash, or the roast will be overdone. That would never do. Bye, everyone.
Bye. She's such a snob, isn't she? Anyone who is anyone.
I know we're not Grey Gables, but these wines are decent enough.
Well, not from Adam, though.
Better finish your wine. You're supposed to drink it hot.
Actually, Sid, no offence, but I won't.
Huh?
No, I think I'll have a drive over to Lower Loxley.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I think I'll take Elizabeth up on her offer of 2 tickets for tomorrow night's ball.
It's New Year's Eve, and Ruth will go to the ball.
And Josh is fast asleep already.
All that excitement racing his cars, I expect.
Yeah, he and David and me dad organised a Grand Prix. You should have seen David's face when Josh won.
Like the village fete all over again. And what time do you want Pip in bed?
I promised her she could watch the end of the film, if that's okay.
Yes, of course, dear.
Oh, I wish you were both coming with us to the ball. Seems a bit strange for the four of us to go and leave you babysitting.
Oh, don't you worry about us.
No.
I'm looking forward to playing Pip's new piano.
We'll be fine. You look lovely, doesn't she, Phil?
Yeah, a picture.
Thank you.
Super outfit.
Have you seen these masks Dad's brought for us?
Good grief. Pink feathers?
At least it's on a stick, so you won't have to wear it all night.
As if anyone could mistake me for anyone else with me bump.
Are you ready, love? The taxi driver's getting a bit impatient.
Yep, I think I've said everything.
Off you go, then, and have a lovely time.
Thanks. We will. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here we are again.
Seeing the new year in at Brookfield.
Mm. We just can't seem to avoid it, can we?
Oh, come on. It's always a great laugh, New Year's Eve in the ball.
Yeah, right.
Your mum's there and your granddad. Loads of people you'll know will be there.
Oh, your mates, you mean?
You know them as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm really going to enjoy myself with a bunch of fat, bold 50-year-olds.
He might be some of your mates there and all.
It's what mates?
Sid might ask Fallon to work.
Yeah, as if. She'll have gone off with a new college mate in a Borchester.
Ah, William and Emma will be in later. You can sit with them.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Look, Sid's got an extension till one. Think of that.
I've got newsflash, Dad. I'm 17. Sid's not going to serve me with booze.
I've thought of that.
Yeah.
I'll sneak a bit of this into your shandy when no one's looking.
It's whiskey.
Oh, come on. Put your face straight. It's either New Year's Eve in the bull or nothing, so you'd better make the most of it.
Do you mean to say that's Julia Pargett who we've been sitting here admiring?
The very same.
Ah, so is that Lewis partnering her?
They're good, aren't they?
And then some. They're dancing as if they were half their age.
Mum and Dad are enjoying themselves too.
Yeah. By the way, does your dad know he doesn't need to wear his mask all evening?
He does. But he secretly thinks he looks like Zorro, so he's keeping it on for the moment.
Evening, everyone.
Hello.
I recognise those dulcet tones. Dr. Hathaway, I think.
Correct.
I just said all the men would look alike.
Yeah, and the DJs.
And discreet black masks.
Now, Robert, you're not a scalp all evening in the court.
Not guilty, I'm afraid.
I'm terribly sorry. It's just that with your back to me as well.
You won't mistake my husband. He's the one with hors de mothball coming from his dinner jacket.
What are you insinuating?
Oh, I say. Who's that?
Midnight blue satin.
Wow. Well, there's only one person it can be with that hair.
What a sex.
Oh, actually,
she's coming over here.
Hello, everybody. May I steal my husband away to dance?
Now, would either of you two gorgeous young ladies care to buy tickets for the grand charity raffle?
Now, Nigel.
Oh, Mrs. Woolley, it's you.
You knew very well who we were, masks or no.
Be careful, Nigel, I'm a very jealous man.
Well, I must say, you both look wonderful.
Thank you.
And you too, of course, Mr. Woolley.
Thanks.
Are you enjoying yourselves?
We certainly are, thank you.
Here we are, here we are, drinks.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Aren't the waiters doing their job properly?
Well, I just spotted someone I knew at the bar, that's all.
Oh, you'll never stop Brian talking shop, I'm afraid.
What's the raffle made of, Nigel?
It's the Borchester Rural Stress Line.
Oh.
And the prize is a Jeroboam of champagne.
Oh, well, we'll have a couple of tickets in that case.
Good.
Have you sold many so far?
Oh, they're going like hotcakes, actually. And David's party's bought quite a few. All the young farmers crowd. Tim and Chaborn.
Oh, they're here. I didn't think it was Tim seen.
Why ever not?
Well, he just usually keeps himself to himself a bit, that's all.
Did I hear our names taken in vain?
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Come and join us.
Oh, I've just seen the handset. I'll nab them while they're all together. I'll be back in a day.
Thanks, Jennifer. Mind if I sit here, Brian?
No, not at all.
Oh, isn't this fun?
Yes, super. Did you get your photo taken with your mask on as you came in?
We did.
Oh, that souvenir of the evening. It's a lovely idea.
Oh, I shan't soon forget an evening like this.
No, nor me. A ball's such a special occasion.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, Linda, have my seat.
Oh, how very gallant of you, Brian. Thank you.
Are you and Robert enjoying yourselves?
Oh, I'm having a wonderful time. The tickets were a present from Robert, you know.
Oh, lovely.
Has he recuperated from the Christmas party yet?
Well, actually, it's a thank you for Christmas.
I heard there were more turkey cuts than Christmas trimmings that evening.
It wasn't like that at all.
Thank you, Siobhan. I shall ignore that. Now, Mr. Woolley, tell me. Have you given any thought to the village hall loos?
Not tonight, no.
Someone had to lower the tone of the evening.
Because, you see, apart from the rather inferior quality of the production this year...
I didn't think it was too bad.
Oh, no, it was very amateurish, I'm afraid. But anyway, the whole thing became a complete fiasco one evening when the toilets got blocked. Yet again.
Oh, yes. Everyone had to troop over to the ball.
Yes.
Any more of this, I shan't be able to face the post-countdown buffet.
No. Now, listen, Linda's got a point. We should do something, or the hall will be fit host any kind of village event.
Thank you.
What about the Queen's Jubilee Project?
Well, yes, I was about to suggest that myself.
You've been reading about her wishes, haven't you, Jen?
Yeah.
She said she doesn't want any statues and so on, doesn't she?
Yeah, she wants people to do practical things for their communities.
Exactly. Now, why don't we meet up and talk about it before the parish council meeting next week?
I'll speak to Christine about it. She's a licensee.
Oh, listen to this, Jack.
Yeah. Shall we dance?
Oh, yes, please.
And I haven't seen you dancing yet, Brian.
No, that's right.
Yeah, come on, Brian.
Would you care to have this dance with me?
Siobhan, you look gorgeous.
Thank you, kind sir.
Oh, you're driving me crazy to know that.
Who, me?
Your hair, your perfume.
Stop it, Brian.
Oh, Siobhan.
I was thinking about you when I was getting ready tonight.
Were you?
And I've got another present for you.
Oh, that's lovely of you.
Don't worry. I'm wearing it.
Oh, sorry.
You're not very good at this, are you?
Dancing isn't one of my fortes, no.
It was a very kind offer, though.
Oh, rubbish. This is going to be our last big do for a good while. I want to make the most of it. Sorry.
I believe you. I am rather cross with Siobhan, though, asking Brian to dance. Oh, he hasn't even danced with me yet, and she's not at our table.
Oh, that's Siobhan for you. Oh, I bet Shula's kicking herself for missing this.
They're at Alistair's sister's, aren't they?
Yeah, and she's thoroughly fed up. She rang earlier. Oh. Have you heard from Kate?
Yes. Yes, we phoned them on Christmas Day.
All right.
Oh, I'd have liked to have paid for them to come over.
Yeah, it costs a bit, I expect.
Oh, it's just impossible for Kate and Lucas, especially while the Rand's so weak.
Right.
I suggested it to Brian, but...
No go?
No. He says Kate must stand on her own 2 feet.
No.
Oh!
No, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Feet are killing me. You don't mind, do you, Tim?
No. I'd be really glad to sit this one out, actually.
Why? You're a better dancer than David is.
Oh, no, I just had enough of all that in the army.
I see.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the falconry course on Wednesday, though.
Siobhan's enjoying herself.
Sorry. Yes, I'm glad for her. She brightened up after she bought the tickets yesterday.
She looks so gorgeous, too. I felt really frumpy standing next to her.
Nonsense.
It's true. I'm sure there are more slim women in the world since I got pregnant.
But you look lovely, Ruth. You've got a real glow.
Thank you.
No, a woman is never more beautiful than when she's pregnant.
How's my
son doing, eh?
Yeah, great.
I'm very glad to hear it. Hey, you're a good lad, you are. You know that?
Yeah.
You're one of the best, you are. Where's your granddad?
He's over by the fire. Been sitting with him all night, got fed up.
Why don't you sit with your brother?
Well, why don't you go back with your mates?
I tell you what, I know what to cheer you up.
Oh, yeah?
I'll ask Jazza tomorrow if he'll come and help on the market store.
No, we can swivel.
Why not?
Just leave it, Dad.
Well, come on, cheer up, eh? I'll get you another shandy.
Oh, great.
Nearly time for the countdown. Don't you go away.
Yeah, where would I go?
And I know you young farmers, don't drink the whole Jeroboam all at once. Applause, please, for the winners of the grand charity draw.
Already.
I wonder where David's got to. It's nearly midnight.
And now, if you've all charged your glasses with a complimentary bunny...
Oh, look, there he is, talking to Brian.
It's time to begin the countdown for 2002. Here we go. 10.
David!
9.
I'm going to join my party later.
7. 6. 5. 4.
Hurry up!
3. 2.
And it's going to be a fantastic year for all of us.
Happy New Year, Phil.
Happy New Year, Jill.
And here's to our wonderful family.
Mm. Oh, it's nice to think David and Elizabeth are bringing in the new year together.
Yes, it is.
I mean, when you think how we all were this time last year.
I know. I wonder whether you'd find a strength if you knew what life had in store sometimes.
Oh, I've never doubted you. And we have so much to be proud of in David and Ruth.
Yes. And a lot to look forward to in 2002.
Happy New Year, son!
Yes, only you, Dad.
Here, give us all...
Don't get off me, you're plastered, you are.
If a bloke can't get tacked up on New Year's Eve, when can he?
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, look at Al William and Emma. Hey, put him down. It's only a bit of fun. Look at him. He ain't come up for air yet.
Stop!
That's the sort of girl you need. One like Emma. One'll keep you on the straight and narrow.
You never know when to pack it in, do you? I'm off home.
What's the matter? What have I said?
Right, are we all ready? Yep. It's time for Auld Lang Syne.
Happy anniversary, Peggy.
Everyone needs some time to hold. Of course. Mum, happy anniversary.
11 years and I've enjoyed every second.
And so have I.
Congratulations, both of you.
Thank you.
Oh, come on, let's join in with everybody else.
Jenny, hang on. Happy New Year's, darling.
And you too. Happy New Year, Brian.
Neil, hiya. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're all right?
Nothing a quick shot from a guillotine wouldn't put right.
Bad as that, is it?
Oh, worse.
I thought it'd be bad up here. Do you want a hand?
Ah, you're a lifesaver.
Well, I just had to do all this over at Willow Farm. The troughs there were frozen over.
You sure I'm not holding you up?
Nah. I was only going over to pick Christopher up from his mates. I'm not due at home farm till this afternoon.
Well, in that case... I'll break the ice up and you fill them up with water. OK?
Yeah, fine. Good night then, was it?
Oh, yeah. What I can remember of it. Oh, mate, we were wrecked.
Oh, where'd you go?
Well, we had tickets for the fruit bowl in Felpersham.
Oh. New club, is it?
No, not really. It's mainly drum and bass and old school.
Whatever that may mean.
You know, the music. And they serve absinthe.
Absinthe?
Yeah, or head rot, as I now call it. Oh, I can still feel my brain cells popping this morning.
Oh, dear.
All right, that's it. Can you fill this one, then, please?
Yep.
Every time I have a drink of water, it's like I'm off again on the roller coaster.
Oh, well, I've been there once or twice myself.
Never again.
Until the next time?
Yeah, probably. Oh, I'm knackered.
Well, you don't look too bad, though, on a few hours' sleep.
Haven't been to bed yet.
Oh, dear.
What about you? What do you go up to?
Nothing as exciting as that, but great, all the same.
Get on the bull?
No, not me and Susan. Emma went with William Grundy and came back just after midnight, full of the joys of spring.
Good old Will.
And the parents of a mate of Christopher's had a party, so he went there.
Oh, cosy night in then, just the two of you.
Something like that. There'll be another party in the offing too, won't there?
Yeah?
Susan mentioned your mum's 50th.
Oh, right, yeah. That's next Thursday.
Or is she wanting to play it down?
Oh, I don't know what's happening. I said we ought to take her to Disneyland, something daft like that. Not good enough for Helen, no.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm not planning to back down. Mum deserves a fuss, whether my sister thinks so or not.
What's your dad say?
Oh, I don't know. The rest of the party's too much like hard work. Suggested a slap-up meal somewhere.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's not special enough. Should be something really memorable.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Don't worry. Once I start on Dad, I'll soon wear him down. I've had plenty of practice.
And Phoebe's nose was so bunged up, she had a job breathing, didn't you, Phoebe?
If you tell her.
You poor thing.
And she hardly got any sleep last night, did you, sweetheart?
No, she seemed a bit quiet.
Yeah, she's absolutely full of a cold.
Oh, must be the same with Mike has. Must be bad if he had to let me down.
Well, it's doing the rounds. That's why Phoebe's better off with your mum this morning.
Oh, are you going out?
Yeah, Elizabeth asked me to have the twins for a couple of hours so she can supervise the cleaning company.
Oh. Mm. Working on New Year's Day too, eh?
Yeah. No.
Why couldn't we have been sensible in our career choices?
Oh, I don't really mind working when other people aren't. I think I'll wrap them up warm and take them for a walk.
Mum, what's the weather like?
Oh, it is a gorgeous frosty morning. And some of Phoebe's snowdrops are out in our window box, weren't they?
Oh, how lovely, Phoebe.
Anyway, you've got to take the work when it's offered,
oh,
don't
yeah,
you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then I'm just meeting up with Roy, Tom and Kirsty in the wall for lunch.
Oh, don't. I've usually forgotten what the inside of a pub looks like by the time Lemming's over.
Oh, sorry.
Do you want to have a look at him, Phoebe?
Me?
Up you come then.
Oh, just a quick look there. And then we'll go and find Grandma.
Look at that one.
Yeah, look at that one. He's feeding from his mum.
So, didn't you manage to get out for New Year's Eve?
Hey, oh, well, Roy was working anyway, like Christmas Eve. Let me wipe your nose, sweetheart.
Was he?
Well, he drove up to Mum's as soon as he'd finished and just had time for about 2 hours sleep before Phoebe was prodding him, asking if Father Christmas had been yet.
There we are, sweetheart. And I saw the New Year in here, in the lambing shed once again.
So quiet then.
No, it was nice. Simon came down for the midnight moment.
Oh.
But I'm always more likely to spend New Year's Eve opening bottles of wet mouth drench than champagne.
Lovely. Your mum seems to be in a good mood, though.
Yeah. She and Dad had a great evening.
Oh, bet they did.
Oh, you'll have to ask her to show you the photo they had taken as they arrived.
Is it a good one?
Well, Mum looks very glamorous, but there's a bloke in the background with a mask like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, Jennifer must have had a good time, because she was trilling like a bird when we got here.
Right, well, break over. I'd better get on.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Come on, Phoebe Beebs. Mm-hmm. Let's get you indoors, eh?
Happy New Year, one and all.
Oh,
Bye, Eddie.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Thanks for stepping into the breach at such short notice.
Oh, no problem.
How are you fixed for the rest of the week?
Yeah, well, I've got one or two things on, but nothing I can't fit around Lammy if you're stuck.
Well, yeah, it just depends on how quickly Mike recovers.
Oh, I wondered why he was looking a bit grey round the gills in the bull last night, though he ain't exactly the life and soul at the best of times.
Yeah, poor Mike.
Is Neil coming up?
Not until later this afternoon. I couldn't get hold of him this morning.
Oh, right.
Then there'll be four of us, including the student. She'll be doing a late shift. After that, we'll see how it goes.
Well, I'm fitting well, any road.
No hangover?
Well, nothing that'll stop me getting the job done. Nay, where are you up to?
Yeah, so far so good. 9 ewes, 8 sets of twins, all suckling, but I've one just started with triplets.
Yeah, what about the ewe with the single? Can we put the third onto her?
Yeah, we can try. She looks like she has plenty of milk. I've saved the waters in an old feed bag just in case.
Yeah, OK. I'll try a water set on first, see if that works.
Yep, if it doesn't, we'll put her in the stocks.
Right, let's get to work.
Oh, here you are. Sorry I'm late.
It's all right. You're not the only one. Ron and Kirsty haven't turned up yet.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Here you go. Got you a bottle of Bud.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want a glass?
No, it's OK.
Hair of the dog, as my dad says.
Well, that would be two mugs of cocoa in my case, then.
Cocoa? You should have come out with us lot. We had a right laugh.
Oh, you sweetheart. And I wouldn't have enjoyed it without Roy, not New Year's Eve.
Next year, then.
If Roy manages to get the time off. Hey, I bet you all had a great time, though. What's the fruit bowl like?
Oh, great atmosphere at midnight. Everybody hugging everybody else. Oh, then Andy started his all on the absinthe.
Is it as bad as they say?
Evil stuff.
Really?
Listen to this. I got this call on my mobile from Andy in a real state. He wanted me to go down to A&E with him. He just kept saying, oh, I've really done it this time.
No!
Turned out that when he got back to his flat, he just crashed out, completely forgetting he had his contacts in.
And
when he woke up this morning, he put his glasses on and couldn't see a thing. He was convinced he'd suffered permanent brain damage while he was asleep.
Joking.
I'm not. He was scared stiff.
Poor bloke.
Calmed down once I talked him through it and he realised what he'd done.
Well, no need to ask what your New Year's resolution is going to be.
No chance. It needs to be something I've at least got a hope of keeping.
Yeah, well, mine's going to be must get out more. I'm obviously missing out.
Kirsty said hers is to join a gym.
What for?
Well, exactly. She's gorgeous as she is.
Hey, what you should do then is you make up her resolution and she should think of one for you.
Oh, yeah.
It was a joke.
That was a great idea.
It's a recipe for disaster. Hey, anyway, have you and Helen decided on what to do for Pat's birthday yet?
No, Helen's being awkward about it.
Oh, there's the surprise. Kathy was saying last night she's going to invite Pat for a meal one day next week.
Well, that's my point.
What?
A meal isn't that special if it's meant to be a present from your family for your 50th birthday.
Is Helen still on about a party?
We've had two rows about it already.
Just the two?
Until she starts another one.
I bet poor old Tony's been caught in the crossfire.
His ideas are just as awful as hers. I can't get either of them to see sense.
Oh, actually, I think you've probably been a bit hard on Helen, you know.
She really winds me up.
Yeah, but have you not thought that your sister might be a bit anxious about next week?
Anxious?
About Greg.
Greg? Why?
Well, about him going to France next week.
He'll only be gone for a few days.
I'm talking about that. I'm sure she'll miss him.
You've lost me.
Okay, I might be barking up the wrong tree, but if it was Roy going to travel abroad to visit his children who he hasn't seen for years and who are living with his ex-wife, I know how I'd be feeling.
Right, come on, let's get you done, eh?
I'm sorry, Neil. She should have been here by now. She says she took a wrong turn in coming out of Felfersham.
How did she manage to do that?
Heaven knows. But look, if you wouldn't mind staying until she gets here.
No, it's no problem.
Great. Here's the iodine.
Thanks.
Is that okay with you too, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. Right. I'll just get these two and their mother into the pen, then I'll go round with the concentrate.
If you could just check the lambs are all still suckling well and we haven't missed any hungry ones.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Thanks. How's that triplet doing, Eddie?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the ewe's all right. She seems to have accepted it. She's got plenty of milk. But the lamb's a bit clueless.
Has it suckled at all yet?
I don't think so.
But for this one, we've not done badly today.
No,
so
no, so far so good.
Look, thanks again for standing in for Mike.
Oh, well, always glad of a bit extra.
Yeah, comes in handy this time of year, doesn't it?
Oh, tell me, amazing. I just wish I could find Edward a few jobs. Give him something to occupy his mind.
I wonder where Ali's got to.
She's definitely coming, this student.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm tired. But you might need an extra hand as Lamming sets up.
Just hold on, just a minute. What's going on, Neil?
No, I think I'll get the colostrum and try and give this lamb a bit of helping hand.
Yeah, good idea.
Get
it!
Go on!
Everything all right, Neil?
Yeah, it's all right. There's a couple of you jumped over to try and get at the concentrate.
Greedy things playing the system.
Amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're more intelligent than people give them credit for. Here, look, let me help you sort them out.
Go on! Back to your lambs! Go on, out! Blue Sea. Where's the Blue Sea twins?
Oh, look, there they are, Neil. Third pen on the left at the top. Look, I'll get her back.
Oh, right. I'll keep my eye on her in the future.
Go on. Go on, get up. Here. Did you find the teats, Eddie?
Yeah. There they come on. Let's get hold of you. Come on.
Mm. Oh, dear, I think you're right, Eddie. That one really hasn't got a clue, has it?
Now, look at it, eh, silly beggar? It ain't worked out. It's supposed to swallow the stuff.
Yeah. Let me try. Get some clean straw down, will you, please?
Yeah, righto. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll leave you to it.
Righto. No, come on.
Come on. I reckon you could be fighting a losing battle there, Debbie.
Well, I'm going to keep trying. Come on.
Tim is blowing the cobwebs away, and Brian's looking forward to freedom.
And then this afternoon, we'll all go out hawking in the grounds.
Excellent.
I'll be able with Jessica to show you how the birds are exercised and flown at quarry.
Oh, fantastic. And it's a great day for it today as well.
Perfect, in fact. As long as everyone remembers to wrap up warm.
Yes, it is a bit parky.
At least the wind's dropped.
You know, I've really been looking forward to this. Ever since my sneak preview on Boxing Day.
Yes. You met my favourite. That's Eleanor.
Ah, yes.
And remember, she's beautiful, isn't she?
Yes. Yeah, she's a fine-looking bird. What sort of falcon did you say she was?
She's a Harris hawk. One of the broad-winged hawks.
And what wingspan are we talking about?
Ooh, about 43 inches tip to tip. She's approximately 18 inches long, which is about average.
Hello, Tim.
Elizabeth, hi.
I hope my husband isn't overloading you with information before the day even starts.
Sorry, Tim. No. I want to get as much out of today as I can. Siobhan really enjoyed her half-day course.
She did indeed.
How is Siobhan?
Well, fine, thanks.
Is she? I mean, I know she got a bit upset on Boxing Day.
Ah, well, don't worry about that. She's fine. We both enjoyed the ball, by the way.
Oh, jolly good.
And it's great to be getting some fresh air before surgery hits.
Mm-hmm. Back in tomorrow?
Yes, back to the grind. So I'm hoping today I'll revitalise a jaded doctor.
Well, I think you'll find Faulkner is just the thing. Lizzie thinks it a very sexy occupation, don't you?
Really?
Oh, yes. Nigel looks very masterful when he's flying the hawks.
Perhaps Siobhan will think the same thing.
Oh, maybe. Well, hence this day as a Christmas present.
There you are, then.
Unless, of course, she just wants me out of the house for a while.
Why? What have you done?
Ah, well, I've been a bit of a hermit over the holiday, reading my Christmas books.
Oh, I see.
I can understand that.
No, I'm just usually too busy during the week and often on call at the weekend. A few days in front of the fire with a book was too good an opportunity to miss.
Of course.
I often wish I had more time to read. But with Lily and Freddie...
Oh, don't. They're just getting into that stage where they want to do everything. And they get so frustrated when they can't.
Or we won't let them.
Ah, the terrible twos.
They have so much energy. They're running rings around their poor daddy, I'm afraid.
No, it's a difficult stage. No doubt about that.
Shall we wait till we get to Oxford and have a late lunch? Or would you like to stop off somewhere? At a pub?
What time's dinner?
7:30. They've got a champagne reception beforehand.
Well, whichever's easiest for you in that case.
Well, OK, I'll come off for the next exit.
Right. How's Debbie doing with the lambing?
Oh, she's had a tough night.
Huh?
Lost to you, first thing.
Oh.
Suddenly started coughing, and within minutes it dropped dead.
Must have choked on something.
Well, that's what she thinks, yeah. Otherwise, it's all going OK.
Hello. Did Mike turn in today?
Yes. Yeah, he and Neil are both there. She's got a student to help her on nights.
All right.
Did you see that? Blasted caravans.
They can be a nuisance.
Mind you, it could be Margaret Beckett on her way to the conference.
Well, we'll know when we get there if there's a caravan parked on the college quad. And what do you reckon about that Canadian guy speaking on Friday?
Yeah, that should be interesting.
I thought you'd be keen. With grain costing around 20% more than it's fetching on the world market.
Don't we know it? The question is, how do we respond?
Well, get our costs down and get more involved in the market, like we are doing. Working together more.
I admire your idealism.
Well, the way I look at it, Brian, Grandad fought to get Brookfield through the Depression. Dad had his struggle in the 1980s. And now it's my turn. You know, new world order, new challenges.
Plus ça change, I think you'll find. That's precisely why I'm looking beyond these shores.
Yeah, that's not exactly working together, though, is it?
It's responding to the markets, though. The market for organic food.
So what's wrong with growing it at home?
Because the economics don't add up. Whereas it makes sense you've got a lower cost base.
Yeah, in other words, undercut UK producers.
Yeah, but like you say, it's the market. It's the way the world's going, David.
Maybe we should talk about something else.
No! It's just what I need to kickstart the new year. Just a stimulating argument. It's what the Oxford conference is all about.
I'm a bit worried about leaving Ruth and Dad to it.
This'll be fine, surely.
Well, she is almost 7 months pregnant. Most women are at least cutting down on their workload by this stage.
Yeah, she's made of sterner stuff.
She is getting quite tired, though. If she'd only admit it.
She's got enough help.
Yeah. There is Bert as well, of course.
Well, there you are, then.
Eddie came up, too, touting for work.
Yeah, he's been giving Debbie a hand.
Huh? But this wasn't for himself, it's for Edward.
Really?
Yeah, Ruth said she'd phone him if she could think of anything for him to do.
Gave him the brush off, then?
Well, he's done some quite decent work for Oliver Sterling, I believe.
And Sterling's got the time to supervise him closely.
That's true.
Look, stop worrying.
Yeah. No, I'm sure she'll be all right. Anyway, it was she who insisted I come to Oxford.
Well, good grief, man. Sit back and enjoy it. You'll not be getting quite so much freedom in the near future.
Tim, can I just help you there?
I'm not quite sure how to do this.
Okay, well, you make two folds for the muse jesses.
Mm.
And then the pointed end comes through the punch hole. Like that.
Right.
And then you just pull it tight.
Right. Right, thanks.
Any more questions?
Yes, if we want to take this any further, is there a more advanced course?
Ah, well, unfortunately, we don't run any longer courses here at Lower Loxley, although there are centres that do, and we can let you know about some of them. But many people find they get a lot out of, well, just repeating our one-day courses.
Right, thanks.
Thank you.
Lizzie. Can I just say that afternoon tea is served in the dining room, so please do help yourselves.
Okay, so if you're all right, just to follow Jessica.
All right, very much.
Thank you. See you soon. Thank you.
Well, I think that went very well.
Everyone seems very satisfied.
Well, I've enjoyed it tremendously. You certainly packed quite a lot into one day. It was so exciting when that rabbit broke out of the brush.
Did she give chase, Eleanor? I mean.
She did, although it did manage to escape, I'm afraid.
Tim, do go in and help yourself to tea. Oh, you must be cold, too.
Yes, I suppose I am. I haven't had time to think about it.
It's a wonderful sport, Tim. I can thoroughly recommend it. There's nothing like walking along with Eleanor flying and then watching her dive onto her prey.
Well, it certainly caught my interest. You know, I'll probably book again sometime soon.
Good. I could just let her off her leash again and let her have one last flight.
Nigel, do you think you should? It's going to be dark soon.
Yes, it'll be fine. Here we go. There. There she goes.
Oh, look at her soaring. Oh, come on. Oh, Siobhan, switch your phone on, for heaven's sake.
Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me.
Hello, hello, hello. What's all this?
Oh, David.
You might well look guilty.
Eh?
Sneaking a quick phone call home, eh? When it was you ordering me to stop worrying about Ruth and Brookfield.
Yes, I was just checking in with Debbie. I didn't think you'd get served so quickly.
No, it's four deep. Put it down to tactics learnt in my misspent youth. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, David, this is wonderful. I love this place.
Goodness.
So rounded.
Yeah. Is everything okay, then?
Sorry?
Back at the ranch, Debbie, Lambing?
I don't know. She got her mobile switched off.
All right. What's your room like?
It's all right. Very comfortable. And it's right next door. A really attractive female farmer by the name of Charlotte.
Good heavens, Brian. What's Jennifer been putting on your cornflakes? You don't let the grass grow, do you?
Excuse me, it's just a bit of friendly ginger.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the thing is, I've always found it quite easy to get on with members of the opposite sex. And women seem to find my company quite conducive as well.
To what?
Look, you can scoff, David, but it's very flattering to the old ego to discover one still has what it takes.
What, a quick chat in the corridor with your next-door neighbour? I think you're getting a bit carried away, Brian.
Actually, she looks a bit like Siobhan Hathaway.
Oh, really?
Those sparkling Irish eyes. Did you notice her at the masked ball?
Notice her? I shouldn't think any of the men there managed to take their eyes off her all evening.
Stunning, wasn't she?
Mm. Say that again. I also noticed you managed to get yourself a dance with her.
Yes. Oh, thanks for rescuing Jenny.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Mind you, I don't think she was too impressed with my dancing.
Look, you do know Siobhan asked me to dance, don't you?
You jammy so-and-so.
And what a mover.
Eleanor! Come on! Oh, come on, Eleanor!
No luck, then.
Need you ask?
Jessica neither.
Come on. Oh, my shoulder's killing me.
Listen, Nigel, I've told Jessica to call off the search for tonight.
Oh, Lizzie, not yet.
But it's hopeless. The torch beams just aren't strong enough to see anything by.
I'll give it another half hour.
But, Nigel, it's past 10 now. We're all cold and tired and hungry, and look, it's raining.
I can't bear to think of her out there.
She's a wild bird. I'm sure she'll be able to find shelter for herself.
Yes.
She's hardly likely to starve here in the countryside, is she?
It's a bit of a lean time of year for wildlife.
Well, there are rabbits about and squirrels. Not to mention ducks and pheasants, of course.
I suppose so.
Well, that won't endear us to the local community. We'd better make sure our Derbyshire redcaps are kept out of harm's way.
Come on, Eleanor! What if she's flown out of the grounds completely?
I'm sure she'll be fine.
Yes, yes. I know you're right.
We'll start looking again tomorrow morning, and we'll widen our search out towards Ambridge.
If only I hadn't let her fly that one last time before I put her back in the weathering.
Well, you weren't to know if she was just going to fly off, were you?
She's never done it before.
Exactly.
I was just showing off to Tim, though.
Darling, no, you weren't. I mean, he was interested and you wanted to show him.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it could have happened any time. Do you think she's gone for good?
I honestly don't know. But I think we might have to face that possibility.
Nigel's very worried about his missing hawk.
Hello, Tony.
Heather. Morning.
How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Not gone to the farming conference like David?
Not us. Pat and I popped to the bull last night. That was about our limit.
Oh, yes. We barely had the energy to fall asleep in front of the telly.
Yeah, tell me about it. We had our work cut out earlier on this week, trying to get the vegetables out of the frozen ground.
Anyway, look at us chatting out here in the cold. Have you time to come in for a cup of tea?
No, I haven't, I'm afraid. Just call round to borrow David's chainsaw, if that's possible, please.
Oh, I see.
There's an old sycamore that needs to come down before it gets blown down across the lane. Thought I'd get Tom onto it this afternoon.
Well, I'm sure you'd be welcome to borrow it, but I've no clue where it's kept.
Is Bert around?
Oh, Bert's doing some roof repairs on one of the buildings, so shall I give him a shout?
No, that's okay, yeah. What about Phil?
I believe he's gone up to take silage to the Herefords.
Ah, right.
And Ruth's away on the tractor somewhere.
Ah, I see.
Well, you can look for yourself if you know where it is.
Well, it's probably in the workshop, but... I ought to check with Ruth, really.
Oh, she'll be back again soon.
Oh, well, I'll give it a minute or two.
How's Pat keeping?
Oh, she's very well, too. In fact, it's her 50th birthday a week today.
Yes, Ollie was saying. And how are you going to be celebrating it?
Now, don't get me started. Tommy and Helen have been at daggers drawn over it all week.
Can't they decide?
Well, that's putting it mildly.
Oh, take no notice of either. Buy her something really special instead.
You mean do something completely different?
It's a pity her birthday wasn't this week. You could have treated her to the mass ball. Oh, here's our Ruth. Ruth?
Yeah?
Ruth, love?
Come in. Just give us a minute to get down.
Oh, look, I'll call back later on.
She's been up since 5:30, and I don't think she had a very good night's sleep.
Oh, Tony, hiya.
Hi, Ruth.
Can you believe it? The ground was hard yesterday, perfect for muck spreading.
Oh, you'll not get it done today, I don't think.
Yeah, well, that went out for myself.
Typical, isn't it?
Should have started it earlier on in the week. I got Bert onto it.
Oh, never mind.
Nothing I can do about it, is there?
Well, sorry to be a nuisance, Ruth, but I wondered if I could borrow the chainsaw.
Oh, help yourself. It's in the workshop, I think.
Oh, right. I'll go and look for it then. See you later.
You're going to make yourself ill if you don't start taking care of yourself.
Mum, I'm all right.
Well, come in for some lunch, then.
Let me just check on Bert first.
Oh, you look tired, pet.
I haven't got time to be tired.
Right, that's the last of the veg boxes. The Blair Witch wants another box of leeks dropping at the shop.
By which epithet I take it you mean your sister?
Are you sure she is, Mum?
What?
My sister. Has it never occurred to you that they might have mixed the babies up at the hospital?
Oh, very funny.
Or perhaps she's hidden a portrait of a warm and friendly girl in the attic.
You know very well she's going through a difficult time.
She shouldn't take it out on everybody else, though.
Well, I know.
It's not just me, either. Apparently she's been really ratty with Kirsty.
Oh, dear.
I don't get it, Mum. I mean, what's she got to worry about?
Well, things aren't as straightforward as they are for you and Kirsty.
But anybody can see how keen Greg is on her. He was here as much as he could be over Christmas. He even helped us decorate the tree.
Yeah, Yes, not only that. I think she's worried about the effect on him of seeing his children and his ex-wife.
All he wants is to get to know his kids again. She's not worried he might get back with Michelle, is she?
Partly, maybe. And then there's picking up the pieces if the visit goes all wrong. I just wish she wouldn't bottle things up.
Yeah, me too. You can't talk to her about anything these days without getting your head bitten off. We really need to sort out what we're doing about...
About what?
Oh, nothing. I'll get these leaks washed.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hello, Nigel.
It's not a social call, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a shame.
Are those bench boxes ready yet?
Oh, hello, Nigel. I've called to ask if any of you have seen a Harris hawk in the area at all.
What's it look like?
Chocolate brown with chestnut underwing coverts and leg feathers and white undertail covers.
Sorry, no. No, not me.
I'm going to call Home Farm, but Debbie's not likely to see anything other than lambs and ewes, of course.
So when did you lose it?
She flew off last night after the one-day course, and I couldn't get her to return to the glove.
Oh, that's a shame.
We'll keep a lookout, anyway.
Thanks. Right, I'll shoot off and keep up the quest.
Bye. Bye. Now, how are we doing?
Yeah, nearly done.
Right, I'll run into Borchester with the veg.
Oh, you can leave that to me, actually. You can do a bit of logging. That small dead sycamore.
Oh, OK. Save me having to face Medusa.
Remember the protective headgear.
Yeah, OK.
Of course, you know why she's so irritable, don't you?
Greg's visit to his daughter's, yeah.
She just hasn't got a clue what to expect, poor love.
Well, neither has he, of course.
Oh, why couldn't you just have fallen in love with some nice, uncomplicated boy at college?
Never been one to make things easy for herself, has she, our Helen?
Oh. I do wish Tom and she had stopped all this bickering, though. Really wearing me out.
Oh, don't worry about that. That'll be all sorted out very soon. I can promise you that.
Don't you dare answer me back, young lady. Just get those hens of Grandma's fed and watered now. I don't care what programme's about to start. Go on.
Little madam.
What's going on? I could hear you right across the yard.
I think she'd have given the hens their feed and collected the eggs hours ago.
I'd have done it. You really had to ask.
Not the point, though, is it, Mum?
No, maybe not.
So she has to learn she can't take a job on for someone and then just do it when she feels like it. Oh, this... stupid bag!
Keep it here.
I can manage, it's just my hands are wet.
Let me. You're not the only one with a stubborn daughter.
Thanks. Right.
No, you don't. I brought you an orange. Now you sit down and eat it. You tell me what to do. Your father's not the only one who can turn his hand to a bit of farm work. Ruth?
All right. I will... Thanks, Mum. You just pour the concentrate into the metal troughs.
Oh, that's easy enough. You know, it's a lot for your body to take on after what you've been through.
I know. You sound like Jill.
You can't do as much of the heavy stuff. You've got to realise that.
I do.
Shall I send your dad back home tomorrow and stay on for a while?
No, I want you to come back and help me after the baby's born.
Oh. Well, just you promise me you'll be sensible.
Okay. I know what I will do. I'll stop milking after tonight.
Stop now. Let Bert and Phil do it from tonight. Your dad'll want to get under their feet as well if they give him half a chance.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, Nigel, hi.
Heather, how are you? Hope you enjoyed our ball on New Year's Eve.
It was great fun.
What can we do for you? We've got a spare pair of overalls if you're at a loose end, haven't we, Mum?
I've just come from Home Farm.
How's Debbie doing?
She asked me to pass on a message.
Oh, yeah?
Now, let's get this right. 40 sets of twins in the last 24 hours, and the slow feeder is now successfully mothered up. If that makes any sense.
It's a triplet she was hand-rearing. It must be feeding from the surrogate ewe now.
Oh.
That's good for her. Spent a lot of time on it.
Actually, I'm here searching for my lost Harris hawk. She flew off last night.
Mm. I haven't seen anything like a hawk round here. Have you, Ruth?
No, me neither, I'm afraid. Not sure I'd even have noticed, though.
Well, if you just keep your eyes peeled from now on.
Of course.
Now, wait a minute. What was that tale Pip was telling us at lunchtime?
What was that? What,
some school friend of hers rang this morning. Sounded a bit gruesome.
Oh?
About a pet rabbit in a run in the garden, and a hawk swooped down and carried it up. I thought she was making it up.
You don't happen to remember where this little girl lived, do you?
Oh, yeah. It reminded me of Phil and Jill's new cottage.
Oh, a Gleeblands.
Aye, that was it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tom! Tom!
just wanted to ask if Kirsty's coming back with Helen for supper.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to ring her today.
Oh, your dad might know. Hi, Jenny.
Hiya. Ah, you've done a good job of those logs, Tom.
Oh, thanks. You're in a good mood.
Oh, I was thinking that. What have you been up to?
I went into Borchester and bought something that's going to save you and me, Pat, a lot of earache.
You could have borrowed these ear protectors.
Stop being so mysterious. What are you holding behind your back?
Ta-da! Happy birthday, love.
But that's not till next week.
Yeah, and next week is when you'll be getting your present.
Come on, Dad, don't keep us in suspense.
Well, you and Helen can stop bickering about your mum's 50th do because your mum and I are off to Venice.
Oh! Tony!
Yeah, and you and Helen, Tom, can contribute too for staying here and looking after the farm and the dairy without arguing.
That's it. Just sit still.
Yeah! Stop! What on earth do you think you're doing, Edward Grundy?
You're right, Mr. Power.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just putting a few rooks. I'm not doing any harm.
Oh, right. Look, you haven't seen a hawk around here.
A hawk? No, I wouldn't shoot a hawk any road.
No, of course you wouldn't. I just panicked. I've lost one of mine, you see, and there's been a sighting at Gleeblands. The woman said it flew off over in this direction.
Is there a reward?
I hadn't really thought. Is that your shotgun?
No, it's my dad's. He lets me use it to go rabbiting and that.
Really? Are you sure you have his permission? You know it's illegal.
Oh, come on. Been using it since I don't know how long. Mum don't mind either. She often asks me to bag a couple of rabbits for her pot.
Well, does she?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I could sell you some rabbits for your hawk.
No, thanks.
Shame.
Would you keep a lookout for my hawk and let me know if you spot her anywhere?
Well, she'll have found shelter for the night, probably. I'll let you know if I see her at all tomorrow.
Oh, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, right.
Is everything all right, Edward?
Yeah, fine.
I thought you hunted in packs at your age.
I'm all right.
How's the community service going?
It's rubbish. Just using this as cheap labour, well, slave labour.
It is supposed to be a punishment.
You got that right. I'm stuck with this right freak who's been done for drink driving. All she talks about is Titanic. And then there's this middle-aged bloke who's more power-crazed than the supervisor.
And what did he get done for?
Told me he glassed somebody in a pub fight.
Surely he wouldn't be given community service for something so serious.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell him he's lying.
How's the band?
What band?
I thought you were in a band.
No.
Oh. How's your brother doing? Has he managed to replace his car yet?
No, I've got to go. I'll see you.
Edward, you will look out for the hawk?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Brian is choosing a present, but for whom?
I don't know what to do. It's really difficult, because this one's lovely. I don't know, I think this one might suit her better. Yes, thank you. I'll take this bracelet, then.
Are you done yet, Brian?
Oh, yeah, just about.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Could you gift wrap it, please?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
I should think Jennifer will love that. She said something about her birthday on New Year's Eve at the ball.
Oh, yes.
And Solly was remarking on what an attractive woman she is. He found it very difficult to believe when Ruth told him she'd be 57.
Absolutely. Would you rather wait for me in the car? Here, look, I'll give you the keys.
Well, I popped in to let you know there was a pretty keen-looking traffic warden around. I'll move the car if you like.
Oh, no. You may as well hang on. I'm almost finished.
OK. Are you two doing anything special for a birthday?
No. Well, yes. I mean, Jenny's cooking us a meal.
Ah. Nice family do, then.
No. Yes, probably.
Right. Well, we should just about miss the rush hour traffic if we set off now.
Yes. Look, David, I wonder if you'd mind giving Jenny a quick call. Tell her we'll be home by 6 at the latest.
Yeah, sure.
Then I can set straight off as soon as I get back to the car.
Yeah, all right. I'll give Ruth a ring, too, just to let her know we're on our way.
Excellent.
I'll see you back at the car, then.
Yeah, right. Excuse me.
Sir?
I'll take the earrings, too, if I may. And could you gift wrap them as well, separately?
Ed? Ed?
What's she want?
Right, Ed?
No, sorry. I know I've seen you before, but
Can't quite remember who you are.
Been watching you from a bedroom window.
Have you seen anything interesting?
What are you doing, sitting here on your own on the green drinking?
Well, this is where the bench is.
You know what I mean, Ed.
Why don't you just get back to Jazza?
What are you drinking?
What does it look like?
Well, I know what it looks like. It looks like coke.
Yeah, well then.
Been into work today?
Nope.
Skiving off?
No. Ugh, got sacked.
Oh, Ed. Before?
So, it was a rubbish job anyway, for rubbish wages.
Well, at least you were earning.
For all Mickey Mouse money. They don't even give you minimum wage if you're 17.
Don't they?
Do you know what they had me doing?
Yeah, you told
they had me,
me
carrying boxes from one room to another for whole days at a time.
Well, it's better than nothing.
No, it's not. Believe me.
No, you should have tried to stick at it.
How? How do you get up every morning knowing you have years of that to face, eh?
Well, some people have to.
Yeah, well, I haven't got what it takes.
Well, you weren't full-time, though.
No, yeah, but I spent the rest of my time with a bunch of losers and spoons cleaning up a park.
Yeah, well, you're not meant to be enjoying that.
They could have put me in some old biddy's garden. That would have made more sense.
What, at this time of year? Look, after band practice...
I used to be in a band once, you know? So I got kicked out by my best mate.
No, that's not how it was,
well,
and you know it.
Well, it looked like from where I was standing. Ed Grundy, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
As I was saying, there's a few of us going into Borchester after band practice. Why don't you come with us?
I haven't got any money.
Well, why don't you get yourself a job?
Now, why didn't I think of that?
Look, I've got a college mate who says that they're looking for staff at Botticelli's.
Well, how am I going to get back from Borchester at 2 a.m? Anyway, I want to work outside.
What? You used to work for your dad?
Well, he's scraping around himself.
Well, there's Sterling.
Yeah, I've already asked. He's got nothing for me at the moment either.
Well, I don't know. Why don't you ask around some of the farms around here?
Yeah, Dad was saying that.
Well, there you are then.
Well, they're not going to take me on, are they?
Look, Ed, it's no good thinking it'll all come to you, because it ain't going to happen. You just got to stop being so negative and make it happen for yourself. These figures in this column. And these figures in this column.
What's on my head?
Just a minute, Josh.
Where's my
hair? And Mummy's working, pet. And now go and sit down. There's a good lad. Let your mum finish these milk records. Oh, damn it. Now look what I've done. I have to put all those figures in again. Oh, Josh, just be quiet a minute. I can't think straight.
Hey! Hello, Josh!
Hi!
Hi, darling. Hello. How's Daddy's big boy, eh? Have you been a good boy for Mummy? Have you? Hey! You got your motorbike, man.
I wouldn't mind one of those if you've any going spare.
What, a kiss or a motorbike, man? Hey. Mm-hmm. Is that better?
Oh, Lords. Oh, am I glad to see you.
Any more of this and I might have to go away more often.
Don't you dare.
You had a rough time of it.
How long have you got? Oh. Here, give us your coat.
Don't be worried now. You said everything was fine on the phone.
Oh, no, it is really. It's just me. I've had to admit defeat and let your dad and Bert do the milking.
Oh, is that all?
Mum gave me a bit of a talking to yesterday.
Yeah?
I've done me last milking until well after the baby's born.
Hey, come here.
Thought you'd be pleased.
Yeah. So, other than you finally acknowledging that you're human, what else has been happening?
Oh, everything's fine, really. How was the conference?
Oh, it was great. Some very interesting speakers. There's a chap this morning, for example, talking about diversification, doing a lot more with his holiday let. And some very good stuff about marketing our products generally. Anyway, I'll tell you more about it all later.
Great.
Pip's still enthusiastic about her present, I can hear. Have they been okay?
Yeah, most of the time. Dad and Mum have been a real help too.
Oh, are they still here?
Oh, they're just finishing packing.
All right.
Mum's made us a casserole.
Ah, thought something smelt good.
They wouldn't mind a lift to the station, if that's okay, before we eat.
Yeah, of course. I'll get us all a video to watch as well while I'm in Borchester.
Good idea.
Then we can all curl up together on the sofa after supper and watch it together.
Oh, no. Mike, look at this. It's that triplet.
Oh, it's me, Ev Grundy.
Oh, sorry. I just heard someone come in. I assumed it was Mike.
That's okay.
Your dad's not here today, Edward.
It's not him I'm looking for.
Oh, how can I help you then?
Well,
come on, what is it you want? You can see how busy I am.
Oh, that's why I've come. To see if you want a bit of help. Work doing the lambing.
What, you?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I've got Mike and Neil and your dad part-time.
Yeah, I know.
And a student.
I better know more than him.
Her. She's an agricultural student.
Well, her name is growing up on a farm, no?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, her dad said you needed a bit of extra help.
I don't remember saying that to him.
He said I should come up here.
Well, he must have got hold of the wrong end of the stick.
I'm a hard worker.
Look, I'm sorry, Edward. I haven't got either the time or the energy to run around monitoring someone with no experience.
Oh, I have got experience. Grandad kept sheep.
The few sheep Joe had isn't really comparable to a flock of this size now, is it?
Could have been in trouble, isn't it?
No, of course it isn't. Although you won't help your case going around asking for work while you're clearly drunk.
I'm not!
Oh, no, I've no time for this, Edward. I'm very sorry, but I can't offer you any work.
Help!
Oh, hi, Dad. When did you get back?
A few minutes ago. Your mother sent me out with a beef sandwich and a flask of coffee for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Dad. You don't realise how hungry you are until you stop and try to remember the last time you ate.
Hello, Edward.
You all right?
What brings you up here?
Oh, nothing, I'm just going.
Well, what did you want?
Oh, just some casual work, you know. Oh, great. I'll have these later when I get a minute.
Well, Edward's a loose end, is he? Can't we find him something?
What? Well, you can if you want to. You're in a good mood, aren't you? Conference interesting, is it?
It was excellent.
Tell me more.
Well, I'll tell you later. I mean, do you think you'll be able to come in for dinner?
No, I doubt it.
Oh. Anyway, how's it going?
Oh, don't ask. That first set of triplets. The one I worked so hard on to set it onto another ewe.
The one you were hand-feeding?
Yeah, I've just this minute found her dead.
Oh.
Yeah, the ewe must have rolled over on her and crushed her.
Oh, pity. Yeah. Anything else?
Oh, well, apart from that, we've not done too badly so far. A couple of prolapse ewes, but that's sorted.
Good.
Oh, I am shattered.
Well, I shall just have to get my sleeves rolled up, shan't I?
You?
Well, why not? I might even do one or two of the night shifts.
You can all swivel! All of you, the lot of you! Jimmy Fallon! You can bug off! Is that you, Ed?
No, it's his evil twin, Fred.
What do you think you're doing, chucking lumps of soil at the pub?
I'm chucking lumps of soil at the pub.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah, I have.
Are you on your own?
Well, I can't see anybody else around here.
Well, what about Fallon Rogers?
What about them?
Well, the two of you are inseparable, usually.
Well, what's with the interrogation? Who do you think you are?
Look, Ed, I can see you're drunk.
Yeah, and?
And I can see you're going to get yourself into more trouble if you carry on like this.
So what?
Yeah, I'll see you in about half an hour.
Well, there's Fallon. Now, Fallon!
Thanks. Why can't you just mind it?
Fallon, you need to get home, mate, before someone else a bit less tolerant than me finds you.
Hello, Mr. Archer. Hi, Ed.
Leave me alone.
Fallon, look, I've got to go. Do us all a favour, can you?
Well, if I can, what?
Isn't that William outside the car?
Yeah.
Well, look, take Edward over there, will you? See if his brother will give him a lift home.
I just don't know nothing.
Take my advice, Ed, and get home.
Come on, Ed.
Get off!
Do you want me to walk you part way home?
Well, you're off that with your mates, aren't you?
Yeah, I was trying to get ready, but I could see you some other way.
Just forget it. Oi, Emma! Emma!
She hasn't heard you. She's going in.
Oh, they're both ignoring me.
No, they're not.
They are idiots anyway. Just look at him in his shiny new car.
Come on, leave it.
Five where I can hit one of them tail lights.
Hey, don't be stupid.
Yeah, this one will do. Oh, yes!
Christmas light, stupid moron.
Here's another one. Oh, miss.
What are you doing?
Leave me alone,
are
eh?
Are you trying to end up back in court?
Like you care.
Of course I do, you idiot.
Oh, yeah, walk me home, then.
Well, I can't.
Huh?
Ed, I'm sorry. I told you, we were off into Borchester.
Yeah, right.
Look, I've got to go and finish getting ready. A mate of Jazz's is picking me up.
Yeah. You know what you can do, don't you? You can just shove it.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Peter Leslie Wild, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.